Kathy Welch stands on the deck of an ecology research vessel in Elliott Bay, sifting through mud samples they have lifted from the depths. Using a hose, she uncovers marine worms and dime-sized clamshells and a small white U-shaped creature.
This little guy he's a sea cucumber. They burrow in the sediment, and when we find these, this one in particular actually, we know that this is a little kind of a better type habitat.
She's the lead taxonomist, cataloging all the critters they find in buckets of sediment that they've been strategically collecting for more than two decades now. They've been testing the samples for toxicity, too. They've found lower levels of toxins, such as lead and mercury. But despite that, Welch says, in the area between Whidbey Island and the Tacoma Narrows, the marine life in the sediments is in trouble.
We're seeing a decrease in the abundance, or the number of animals, and also the diversity, how many different kinds there are.
The trend is now showing up in 28% of central Puget Sound, a fourfold increase compared to 10 years earlier. And it's still a mystery why. Rob Duff, manager of the Ecology Department's environmental assessment programs, says it could be related to conditions in the open ocean, such as increases in temperature or acidity.
Or perhaps it's some chemistry that we're actually not monitoring, because there's thousands of chemicals in commerce that we use every day. But in this case, the ones that we monitor aren't telling us that they're the problem.
He says emerging contaminants might come from items such as prescription drugs or shampoos or flame retardants that get into runoff. The Ecology Department says their scientists are continuing to investigate. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.